Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.
We are hoping for Superman to fly in, for John Wayne to ride in on the horse, for the good guys to win, the bad guys to lose, for everything to be, for justice to be served. We've been waiting. We're hoping. But we're waiting and hoping for a politician. We're waiting and we're hoping for a political party. We're waiting. We're hoping for the court to do the thing that we want. We're waiting for the next election. We're waiting for someone or something to fix stuff, just fix it. And every election cycle, the promise is made, the statements, the rallies, the speeches, it's all, it's going to happen again really soon. And they're going to say this time, things are going to be different. And then there's the truth that we're, I guess, beginning to rediscover. And here it is. No one is coming to save you. Not the president, not Congress, not the courts. And obviously, honestly, it's never supposed to be that way. The real work of building a strong country has always happened somewhere other than Capitol Hill, somewhere other than the White House, the Oval Office, House of Congress, the Supreme Court. It happens in homes, happens in communities, in businesses, and it happens with individuals. It's why I've been thinking about a new tagline, a new phrase. I don't know if you like the old one or not, but here's the new one. It's MYGA, M-Y-G-A, make yourself great again. Yeah? What do you think? I was going to get a red hat, but it's probably a little too on the nose. So blue, that's probably not going to get it done either. Maybe brown. Maybe camouflage. Yeah. That could be cool. The thing about all this is it makes sense. It makes sense why we place so much hope in our elected officials, because politics makes a very, very, very good case. They make lots of claims and they make some tempting promises. Politics tell us that if we just elect the right people, they'll fix the problem. But here's the reality is that politics is downstream of culture. And culture is downstream of people, which means the direction of a country, specifically our country, is determined by something much more basic. It's determined by the quality of the people, the quality of the citizens, the quality of the citizens of the United States of America. If the citizens, if we are disciplined, responsible, competent, and capable, you know what's going to happen? Then the country will be disciplined, responsible, competent, and capable. If the people are not, if we're not, what do you think? It's a lot to ask of a political system. And certainly, no political system can save it. Tough love, hard truth. It's this. Most of what determines your life has nothing to do with the government. It's completely controlled by you. Your health, your habits, your skills, your net worth, your financial decision-making, your relationships, your self-discipline. President Trump or Biden or President AOC or President Rubio, is not going to wake up early for you. Senator Cruz or Fetterman, not going to lift weights for you. Justice Coney Barrett or Ketanji Jackson Brown will not manage your finances. And neither Republican nor Democrat nor Green nor Independent nor Libertarian will give you self-respect. That only comes one way, by earning it. I work in personal finance, and the golden rule of personal finance is that you must pay yourself first. And that's simple. But I think that what I'm talking about here is you have to put yourself first. So pay yourself first means that before you spend money on anything else, before you pay anybody else, you put the money exactly where it should go, towards your interest, the desires, the needs of you and your family, and then pay everybody else. But I think that that principle then maps onto life in general. You must put yourself first. You must put the needs of you and your family before everybody else's. That's not a selfish thing. That's being responsible. That's being responsible because we need you to be strong. I need you to be as strong as you possibly can be.
Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that will then allow you to be a virtuous person. If you're weak, if you're sick, if you're broke, it's hard for you to be virtuous. So, six areas of life that I talk a lot about. Family, community, your career, personal finance, your well-being, personal development, peace of mind. Those are the areas you need to get stronger in. You need to invest and do what is required to become strong, capable, and competent in those areas. Because if you're weak in those areas, you can't contribute to anything larger than that. How are you going to fix any problems beyond your apartment or your house? If everything inside of it's a total mess, you can't. You can't build strong country with weak individuals. Here's how it goes. It goes strength first and then service. And that's where people really mess up. They want to fix the world first. Seems easier. I guess it kind of does seem easier, doesn't it? People want to argue online. They want to scream at each other about politics and Trump this and Biden that and Hillary this and whatever. You want to change the country, but you haven't even changed yourself. So here's how it really ought to be going. Step one, make yourself strong. Step two, stabilize your family. Step three, serve your community. Go clean up a park. And then you can strengthen your country. The smallest unit of civilization certainly is not government. It's you. It's me. We must first find oneself. We have to find ourselves. And then you can find your tribe. Before you try to change the world, you need to get a pretty good sense of who you are. You need to get clear around what it is that you believe. You need to know what you stand for. You need to know what you value. You need to understand what you're capable of. It's discovering yourself, the unknown country. It's finding yourself. And then you can find your tribe. You find and connect with the people who also value the same things that you do. That's shared values. People who are building things. Wouldn't it be nice to surround yourself with builders instead of wreckers, with doers instead of critiquers? Surround yourself with people who are proving themselves, who are striving, who are working to become the best possible versions of themselves, because great communities are built by great individuals. Make yourself great again. So the slogan that we need, it isn't political. I'm with her. Hope and change. Make America great again. No. We got to really rein things in a little bit. Make yourself great again. Micah. My guy. Micah. Make yourself great again. Get strong. COVID taught me a lot of things. And that time period taught hopefully everybody a lot of things. But it taught me I needed to be stronger. I need to be physically stronger. I have to be mentally stronger. I have to be emotionally stronger. I have to be financially stronger. I know and I knew I needed to become the kind of person that my family could rely on. I want to be the kind of neighbor that my neighbors, my community rely on, that they need. I want to be the kind of citizen that a country, specifically the United States of America, depends on. At the end of the day, there's a really simple principle that I believe in. You've heard it. Do your part by doing your best. It's not by waiting. It's not by complaining. It's not waiting for somebody else to ride in on a white horse and to fix the problem. Because that's not going to happen. It's by becoming the strongest version of you that you're capable of becoming. Because when enough individuals decide to do that, something remarkable happens. Community becomes stronger. Families become stronger. And eventually, so does the country. Micah, make yourself great again, or make yourself great for the first time. You get the idea. Decide what matters. Figure out what must be done in service of what matters, and then do it. Put the blinders on. Get to work. If it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you. If we can make that happen, then we've got a shot. If we don't, I think we are in a tough, tough spot. So accept the responsibility of making yourself strong. Accept the responsibility of doing your part by doing your best.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.